This is your classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis, and South Australia has been dealt quite a curveball this week with a six-day lockdown in place. I'm joined this morning by Dr. Mike Cusack, the Deputy Chief Public Health Officer with SA Health. How are you this morning, Doctor?
I'm not doing too badly. How are you?
I'm all right, considering, I'm one of the lucky ones. I still get to turn up to work as an essential worker. But sure. What is the situation in South Australia?
Well, look, as you'll know, and as your listeners will know, we have had an outbreak over the course of this week, which really only came to light at the weekend. But the potential for spread into a whole variety of places has been identified early on, and we're sort of chasing down each of those points. But in order to allow us to try and get ahead of the virus and ensure that we keep the South Australian public safe, We have decided upon a circuit breaker. So, as you said, this six-day period that will allow us to just get a far greater degree of control and then be able to really contact trace down the virus and then get it out of South Australia.
Right, and of course, this is all very fast moving. As the virus is fast moving, our response has to be quick as well. So, a lockdown for now. We know most of the details about that, but then there will be an eight-day period after that as well. What's that meant to look like?
Well, it's I think that's a good point you raise, and I think it's unlikely that at the end of the 6 days we would go back to the level of restriction that we see now. So it'll be a more sort of graduated, phased way. So the 8 days would look like a degree of release, probably not that dissimilar to what they've had in Victoria in recent days and in recent weeks. But it will really depend how things shape over the next 6 days. Just to give you some flavour of the number of cases and so forth, we currently have approximately 5,000 contacts in quarantine at the moment. And what we've done differently this time as opposed to previously is that we've treated quite a lot of the contacts as though they've had cases. So close contact, we have treated as though they're a case. And what I mean by that is not that they're infectious, but in terms of contact tracing, we've gone into an awful lot of detail in terms of interviews and really trying to map where they've been at particular points in time and who they may have been able to come into contact with. And the reason we've done that, as Professor Spurrier has been saying in the press conferences, is that this virus does appear to be a particularly infectious strain, and that the time within which people seem to be becoming infectious, having been exposed, is quite short. So we've had to move very quickly on this occasion. And just as I say, just to give us time to sort of catch up with the virus and then overtake it, we are looking at this short circuit breaker.
Of course, with the lockdown, we haven't had any reported cases in the regions just yet, but we are still staying in place in our particular towns, no travelling from town to town. Is there, I guess, much concern that the virus has made it out to the regions at this point?
Well, we don't have any evidence that it has, and we are really hopeful and keeping our fingers crossed that it hasn't yet. And again, that is part of the reason for adopting a statewide approach, and particularly encouraging people that are coming from the metro area where we know that we have got the virus and really avoiding them where possible, sort of bringing the virus potentially into the regions. So that all of that said, I would really be encouraging people in the regions that that they should still be getting themselves tested if they have symptoms, and in the same way as we have been asking the public the whole way through this.
And with, of course, you mentioned Victoria earlier, they had a pretty serious lockdown, serious shutdown as well. How does ours compare to theirs, besides, of course, the length of time?
Well, I think in terms of the number of parts of life which are going to be impacted, we haven't seen anything like this in South Australia before, and it certainly would compare with the most intense parts of the lockdown in New South Wales and in Victoria. What we're really keen to avoid, though, is the Victorian experience, and we hope that by going early and by putting the lockdown in the way that we have, that will allow us to be able to then release the lockdown early or quickly and start to resume a more normal lifestyle. Whereas if we were to delay even just 12 or 24 hours, it might mean that we'd have to then be under these kind of restrictions for so much longer.
And a couple of questions that I have seen servicing have been around, I guess, in particular, people with animals, whether or not they're allowed to walk their dogs, but even travelling to, say, a paddock where you or a stable where someone may be keeping their horses around. While we are, of course, looking after the health of humans, how are we looking after the health of people's animals as well?
So I think the precise way that that's going to be sort of structured in the direction, we will have to wait and see how that is covered. What I do know is that essential agricultural services are permitted for obvious reasons. But in relation to specifically animal feeding, then that I would take to be as an essential service, because obviously the animal will come to harm if it hasn't been fed. And I do know that there is that sort of veterinary services are included in the direction as well, as permitted to be maintained. But I can't give you precise detail, because I think we do need to wait until we see the precise direction as soon as it comes out.
No worries. Well, is there anything that South Australians should be keeping in mind as we do head into the next 6 days?
Well, I think as Professor Spurrier and as the Police Commissioner and the Premier have really highlighted this, you know, and I think we have seen this a lot all the way through. We need to look out not only for our own health, but we have to look out for others, I think, as well. And if there are vulnerable people in the community, I think, you know, again, this is, and I know people do step up in this way, but this is an opportunity again to just to look to see how we can help those around us. And we are really all of us in this together. So, you know, and together we will get through this. So I think I would just be encouraging people to ensure that they get tested if they have symptoms, and also to take care of themselves and those around them.
And I guess that really does hit home how all in this we are together, because even Zac Efron has to lock down in South Australia for this week as well.
That's right.
Anyway, I thank you so much for your time. I know SA Health is extremely busy at the moment.
It is fairly busy here, but as I say, I think we are hoping that by approaching this in the way that we have, we really hope to be able to put a stop to this quickly, so that we can start to sort of see a return to a degree of normality sometime next week.
As Deputy Chief Public Health Officer Dr. Michael Cusack on your Classic It's Breakfast.